don't know if you're familiar with these laundry detergent pods. They're like a little gel pod. They also have some dishwashers as well, these little pods. And the problem previously was that little kids under five were getting into them, thinking they were candy, putting them in their mouths and ending up in the hospital emergency room or with phone calls, frantic phone calls from parents to poison control centers. Well, more recently, after Tide specifically made new packaging to keep little kids out of the stuff, more recently, it's been a matter of older kids, teenagers, even as old as 20 or older, college kids, who were getting into it and intentionally putting these pods into their mouths, shooting video at the same time and then posting that video in hopes of getting likes or retweets or thumbs ups. And so it's mainly an attention thing. At least 40 times this year alone, Amanda, poison control centers have had reports of that, people doing this this challenge.
So, Jim, give us kind of the details here. This is not fatal stuff, but it's still very bad for you, right?
Well, yes, and it can be fatal. I mean, the little kids specifically, previously there were some very serious health consequences and may have been a death or two attributed to this. But it can make you quite sick. You see in some of the videos the reaction of these kids, immediately starting to vomit and having a reaction to this. You're essentially eating poison, Brian, and that's the point that the Tide, the maker of the stuff, is trying to get across. They've actually released a public service announcement with Rob Gronkowski, the football player, urging kids not to do this.
Has there been any talk about actually discontinuing the product because of this nonsense?
Well, if not discontinuing it, then perhaps modifying it somewhat. Now, Tide, again, did modify the packaging to keep kids out of it. It also dumbed down the colors a bit. They were bright colors. It made it look like a candy packaging. There may be changes to the color of the product itself inside the gel, changing the color of the detergent. But beyond that, don't know what else you can do other than tell people not to do this.
Wow. Jim, it kind of reminds me of the cinnamon challenge where kids used to, try to take this spoonful of cinnamon and see if they could swallow it. I mean, teenagers or whatever, they're going to do stupid stuff, but this is where you're playing with the wrong thing, it sounds like.
Absolutely, and it seems to escalate. I mean, originally, remember the first challenge, I think, social media challenge, was dumping ice water over your head. There were a lot of people raising money for charity and other causes by doing that, taking this ice water challenge, ice bucket. And then it's escalated, you're right, to different challenges that specifically teens are issuing to each other. And now you've got them daring each other to essentially eat poison.
To do something life-threatening.
Wow.
Oh, well, Jim, thank you for the information. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45.